This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com. Alice Alvey is here. Alice's CMB, Vice President of Education and Training at Union Home Mortgage. And she's got this week's legislative update. Alice, how are you doing? You don't have that at all up there in Michigan, now that you're living in Ohio. So.
Not quite that. We have the A, right, being close to Canada. Well, the Michiganders get that. Of course, we're Michiganians or something now. But anyway, yes, I'm still trying not to crack up listening to you talk that way. That was hilarious. So not too many people get to hear that Norwegian accent.
Kick it in every once in a while when I feel like.
So, listeners, you get to see this other side of Dave, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, a quick legislative update here. So, Rob focused on the FHA component that was in the MBA News Link. And for those of you who don't subscribe to that, I recommend it. It really does help keep everybody updated. There was a couple of things in there I wanted to just make sure everyone saw. One of them was the New York MBA is requesting a veto of this new New York CRA bill. So it's made it all the way to Governor Cuomo's desk. The idea that there would be a Community Reinvestment Act mandate on a non-bank, so on lenders in particular. This is so problematic because CRA's fundamental principle is that a bank took deposits from a community and therefore should be reinvesting in that community where it's holding those funds for as it's earning revenue from that. And that doesn't happen if you're an independent mortgage banker, right? IMBs, of course, do everything they can. We don't say no to applications, right?
We take
everybody's application. wants to apply. So for us, because it's our line of work, we're very focused on making sure we're going into all the markets where we do business. And this just doesn't fit well. We don't have deposits, that earnings from the community. And so I really do encourage everyone. We have seen many times in the past where a particular piece of state legislation then starts to get legs in other states. So we do like to make sure we're all helping fight the battle at the state level as well.
Yep.
Another thing that they brought up was, as this mentioned in last week's show, I was talking about the housing piece that's in this infrastructure bill, $600 billion worth, and part of it giving down payment assistance money. Well, the minute you put housing and infrastructure in legislation, it starts to also bring up the conversation of, well, where is the money going to come from? And of course, they look at increasing guarantee fees that the agencies charge to the lending community. So again, we've got to make sure that we don't have fees that are completely unrelated being pulled from lenders and the mortgage industry in order to fund other things. I mean, even if someone tries to make the case that, well, there is housing money in this legislation, that's a fixed dollar amount. It's going to get spent. It's going to go away. And the G fee being in there is being taxed on everyone. And it would, you know, be difficult to turn around and take it back out again. So it would be in long term, long after that down payment assistance may or may not go into play. So we're watching it very closely. The MBA is on it. So definitely for those of you who do reach out to your congresspeople, make sure that that's on your list of things to reach out to. Last but not least, they did bring up about the postponement of the conclusion for making sure there's an alignment that stays between qualified residential mortgage and the definition of a QM. Now, Dave, I was looking at this. You know, the Dodd-Frank Act started in 2009, and our show was on the air then. So it's really been 12 years that we've been on the air.
Wow.
So I went back and checked that. Yeah, because we started with talking a lot about the Dodd-Frank Act as it was in process. So July of 2010 is when that went into effect, and we're still dealing with it today. And trying to make sure those pieces align. So for those of you who weren't around that long ago, QRM is where the Dodd-Frank Act states that if you're a lender and you purchase loans that are not a qualified mortgage, then you need to keep at least 5% of that credit risk with any securities that you create. And so that's why there's such a focus for a lot of companies. I need to just have QM. Don't want to end up in that bucket of needing to hold back 5% additional profits, revenues for credit risk protection. So in any case, I just wanted folks to know that's what that piece meant in the MBA news link that went out today. Still trying to finalize these last bits. But the good part is, as far as that goes, we've got everybody on board with us, American Bankers Association, National Association of Home Builders, National Association of Real Realtors, Housing Policy Council, lots of folks are in agreement with us on many of these issues. So that's my update for today, Dave. I'll pass it back to you.
Very good. Thank you, Alice. Appreciate it. Yeah, it's really interesting how important the MBA is and their niches and what they're doing to try to make an influence on all of this. And so, yeah, 12 years, though. Can you believe this? How time flies when we're having fun. Alice, thank you so much. Have a great rest of your day and week. Look forward to having you back here next week. We've got some great upcoming podcast listeners. I am so excited about the content that we are creating here and sharing with you. We're recording it and we're editing it and doing all the things we need to do on our side to deliver quality. But it's really interesting, some of the interviews that we have upcoming. So stay tuned, share this podcast with others. Next week, we've got Ken Perry coming on, owner of the Broker Knowledge Group and the president and founder of Knowledge Coop. Love these guys. I love what they do and the way they educate. It's true edutainment. If you do not know what that is, go Google that. It's where you bring together education and entertainment. He does a masterful job of it, and he's become a great friend, and I use his platform for my business. So anyway, check out podcast that's coming up next week. He'll be live with us, and that's always entertaining. So I want to say a special thank you again to our sponsors, Finastra, the CMLA, or the Community Mortgage Lenders Association of America, as well as Lenders One, Incelerate, Mobility MMI, MODEX, as well as MBA, the Knowledge Coop, and the Mortgage Collaborative. Thank you so much, sponsors, for making this podcast possible. Thank you, listeners, for taking the time to listen and share this podcast with others. Have a great week. Look forward to having you back here next week.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.